You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Industrial espionage is back and it's poking into the Ruhr. Turkish hacktivists use a sledgehammer to install back doors. The Floki bot Trojan is a cheap and evasive addition to the Zeus family. Drydex is back. GPS gets a cybersecurity upgrade. Too many people are still using Windows XP. And NSA is said to be struggling to compete with the private sector for cyber talent. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Thursday, December 8, 2016. Tyson Krupp discloses that it lost steel production intellectual property to a cyber attack early this year. The IP theft is said to have been discovered in April. The culprits are unknown, but some reports suggest that they were based in Southeast Asia. Tyson Krupp has filed a criminal complaint, and an investigation is well underway. According to security company Forcepoint, a distributed denial-of-service attack, Sledgehammer, originated in Turkey and is affecting organizations the attackers evidently regard as unsympathetic to Turkish government policy. This appears to be a patriotic hacktivist operation, but one never really knows what degree of organized criminality or state-directed is at work in cases like this. The victims include political parties, like the ruling center-right German Christian Democratic Party, the CDU, opposition and dissident parties in Turkey, such as the People's Democratic Party of Turkey, and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, and that perennial burr under the Turkish government's saddle of amour propre, anything devoted to memorializing the World War I-era massacres in Armenia, like the Armenian Genocide Archive. The Sledgehammer campaign is unusual, Forcepoint says, in the way it's gamified DDoS. The hackers run a DDoS collaboration platform called Surface Defense. Our linguistic staff warns us against attempting to pronounce the original Turkish, so we won't. Anyone who signs up for the platform is asked to attack a specific set of political targets, and in return they earn points they can trade in for rewards, like their own copy of the DDoS tool or a swell click fraud bot. It's as if the cyber underground has discovered the marketing value of giving away green stamps, or a set of steak knives, or some other promotional goodies. Play with caution if play you must. Of course, we say, don't play. Not only would it be wrong and you'd be a bad person, but Surface Defense will also surreptitiously backdoor your own system to turn it to Sledgehammer's own ends. There's no more a free lunch than there is honor among botmasters. Cisco's Talos Group and Flashpoint together report on Flokibot, essentially an evolved Zeus Trojan. It's for sale in dark web markets, and poses a threat to point-of-sale systems as well as banks and insurance companies. It's more evasive than its Zeus ancestors, and it's also active across three language communities, Portuguese in Brazil, English, and Russian. Flokibot is widely available on the black market, where it sells for just $1,000. This is discount attack code. Its famous Game Over Zeus predecessor was sold only inside restricted groups, and in its prime fetched $15,000. The banking Trojan Drydex is back and circulating among Scottish systems. The most recent come-on, Fujitsu CTI reports, is an email purporting to be from and for Scottish football supporters. That's soccer fans for our American listeners. The email, of course, carries a malicious payload. Ransomware continues to be a threat, and one strain widely available is known as Stampado. Deepin Desai is Director of Security Research at Zscaler, and he brings us up to date on Stampado.
So Stampado is yet another ransomware strain. There have been more than a dozen ransomware strains in 2016. The strain has been around since July of 2016. That's when we first saw it being advertised on the underground forum by the author. The author goes by the moniker The Rainmaker, and he was offering a lifetime, full lifetime support for just $39. Some of the unique things about the payload, it is written in AutoIT, which is a scripting language. So it was pretty easy for us to reverse engineer. The second thing, it has capabilities to encrypt more than 1,200 different file types. This was pretty unique because they were also targeting files that were already encrypted by other popular ransomwares like Cerber, Lockheed, you know, some of the prevalent ransomware variants out there right now. So what essentially they're doing is they're double dipping on systems with weak security posture, and the end user will end up paying double ransom, right, for each of those infections in order to retrieve their file. The other interesting feature we saw in this variant was it had features to spread. So from the infected system, if there are shared network drives or there are connected removable drives, that's where it will make a copy of itself. And the way it copies itself is it will look for existing files and hide those existing files and rename all the existing files, and then it will make a copy of itself using the same icons as the original files. And those are essentially shortcut files which point to the Stampado binary, which is also copied on the removable drive. So it had the ability to spread over the network as well as through the removable drives to different users.
And if the user pays the ransom, will they get their files back?
If the user pays ransom, yes, they will get a decryptor from the author. But in this case, it is fairly easy for the user to retrieve the files through one of the publicly available tools as well. Amisoft has published a tool. Also, we are planning to push out a tool as well, which will be able to generate the decryptor using the binary itself. Because it's not a public-private key-based encryption, asymmetric encryption in other words, it is possible to retrieve your file, so we would recommend not paying any kind of ransom.
That's Deepin Desai from Zscaler. They have more information about the Stampado ransomware on their website. An upgrade to the Global Positioning System, GPS, provides a timely reminder of the way in which cyberspace is important to operating in outer space. Lockheed Martin has completed what it describes as a major upgrade to the ground stations that control the orbiting constellation of GPS satellites. Prominent in that upgrade is a set of measures put in place to improve the cybersecurity of GPS. Other upgrades include a beta release of AirDroid that addresses vulnerabilities discovered by Zimperium, and Locus Energy's patch of issues in its solar power home electrical meters. Here's something that won't be patched, Windows XP, which reached the end of its support life back in April of 2014. Yet a study just released shows that 9 out of 10 National Health Service trusts in the UK are still using Windows XP. U.S. congressional Democrats and others continue to advocate bipartisan investigation of Russian attempts to interfere with recent U.S. elections. And finally, competition for cyber labor remains intense. The Daily Caller rather breathlessly says that the private market is demolishing America's premier spying agency, by which they mean NSA. Sorry, CIA and DIA, NRO, and GA for that matter. Former Director NSA Keith Alexander told a conference at the University of Maryland that the problem was the government's inability to compete with private industry on pay and low morale brought on by what he characterized as negative and unfair media coverage of the agency. Some signs of that competition may be seen in a job opening at Facebook, which is looking for an offensive security engineer. We read that as a honcho kind of call for a vulnerability researcher or penetration tester. but the Register has a different take on it. Their headline index suggests that Facebook's looking for a sysadmin who will tell help desk callers, here's your new password, champ. Now go yourself. Well, we're a family show. But we really don't think the House of Zuckerberg is looking for someone who would recommend Monogenesis. On the other hand, if they are, we hear Tay might be available.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
Joining me once again is Joe Kerrigan. He's from the Johns Hopkins University Information Security Institute. Joe, you recently attended the Grace Hopper Conference. So give us some background here. What is the Grace Hopper Conference and what were you doing there?
It's the Grace Hopper Celebration of Women in Computing. It's a gathering of about 12,000 women from all over the world who come to, in this time, Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. And I was there primarily representing the Johns Hopkins University Information Security Institute, trying to recruit women into our program, our cybersecurity program. There are a lot of undergraduate women at this conference. In fact, next year I'd like to have my daughter go. She's a computer engineering major right now.
Nice.
It would be great to have her go there to network and to meet other women in computing.
You know, we have conferences like this. We have the Grace Hopper Celebration. I'm familiar with the Women in Cybersecurity.
Women in Cybersecurity is coming up in April, right?
Yes, and I think last day of March, first day of April.
Last day of March, first day of April.
You and I were there both there last year for that conference. There's another one that's good.
And that's also a great conference for women to meet and network.
I think we have this issue in the field, certainly within cybersecurity, but I think in tech in general, of women being underrepresented. We're not getting enough women into the field, and when we get them in, they're not staying.
Right. We have, back in the 80s, before the dawn of the personal computer, you and I were discussing this earlier, that women represented a much higher share of computer science graduates. The statistics I've heard and are around 30%, yep. And now it's down around 12%. So it's moved in the wrong direction, actually.
So I think, you know, the bottom line is, I think those of us who think this is important, that this type of, you know, that the diversity of both with women and minorities, I think there's a real truth here that when you have a diversity of thought, that leads to better solutions and better answers. And I think those of us who believe that, who are behind that notion, you know, we have a role to play of supporting these types of conferences, these types of efforts.
We do. Absolutely. My opinion and my observations are that the steering of people towards these fields, it happens very early in life. It happens very early where these people start having the inclination towards engineering.
So having those opportunities even as a child.
Even as a child, getting the right toys, making sure that your kid, whether they're a boy or a girl, has Legos to play with, just things they can get the spatial relationships up. Give them toys that teach programming, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, we got our kids Mindstorms. Now, that being said, I pushed both my kids towards the engineering field, and my son just has no desire to pursue it. He is completely uninterested, but he is very much interested in the field of business and accounting, and that's where he's decided he's going to go. But you know, my daughter has taken to it and taken to it very well.
Right. All right, Joe Kerrigan, good talking to you.
My pleasure.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.